Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Thursday afternoon. JustTheNews.com reporting extensively on Ralph Northam's travel back and forth between the executive mansion and his own personal waterfront vacation mansion in North Carolina. It has cost us a lot of money. And Joe Morrissey, I'm going to try and read this with a straight face. Joe Morrissey is suing former Congresswoman Barbara Comstock for defamation. I don't know what else to add. I really don't. You can go and check it out yourself. A great place. Same place I saw the story. The Channel 8 website. You know that I happen to be a loyal viewer of Channel 8. I love what they're doing over there. I think it's a great team. And every few weeks, I've asked their news director, Shane Moreland, to join us just to talk a little bit about what it's been like inside the Channel 8 operation to try and cover regular news as well as this coronavirus news and everything in between. Shane, I appreciate you being here, buddy.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I was just looking at the Channel 8 website, WRIC.com, and I'm reading the story of Joe Morrissey suing former member of Congress Barbara Comstock, and I was just a little taken aback by that. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Shane, I mean, because we've been checking in with you every couple of weeks, how is your coverage sort of evolving as I'm hoping we're getting back closer and closer to normal?
Well, first of all, I think we should be doing a story today on getting stock in plexiglass companies.
Yes, absolutely.
Things that you wouldn't think about 6 months ago.
That's right.
You know, what's interesting about our news coverage is, and I meet with our staff daily saying, okay, what else out there is going on besides COVID?
Yes.
I think there's a numbness with people seeing everything all COVID all the time.
Yep.
And even, you know, a positive uplifting story, a lot of times still revolves around COVID, like people helping people, which is great, or survivors. Mm-hmm. But it's still around, you know, the coronavirus.
Right.
So, you know, there are stories starting to come through, but crime is down. You know, a lot of big, you know, fires and incidents like that are down because people aren't traveling. Not good news or bad news, but it's starting to pick up because people are starting to go out and about their business. And, you know, with this weekend coming up with Memorial Day, we're looking at those kind of stories happening. But still, there's not a lot of court cases happening. There's not public meetings happening. You know, it's still a struggle to find something other than, you know, coronavirus related stories.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, that's still the focus for a lot of people. And I think even when you are addressing other issues, it almost seems as if the coronavirus is still sort of a filter, right, that everything is being viewed through.
Well, it is. And, you know, there are times when you have another story to talk to maybe to a public official about, but they don't want to talk about it right now. They've got one thing on their mind. You know, there's some big nuts to crack, you know, that we're working on. You know, the unemployment issue, the people getting their benefits, you know, unemployment abuse. We've got a story working on today where, you know, there are people who can actually make more money on unemployment than go to work. How is that challenge being met? And to, you know, find answers to some of those questions, it's very difficult to find a whoever the deal maker is making these deals. Yeah. You know, the policyholders always point to other people that can help. And then we can't get a hold of them. You know, I mean, viewers will email us and call us, hey, I can't get a hold of the, you know, the IRS or the unemployment office. Well, neither can we.
That's
that's why, you know, we'll go to the governor's news conference 3 days a week to ask questions that, you know, people can't get answers to because, you know, everything else is clogged up.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for the real answers to come from the governor, but that's another story for another day on some other stuff. Hey, I'm just curious about the people at Channel 8. And I've said this before, and so I certainly don't mind repeating it. I'm a fan of Channel 8, and you are where I go for my television news. And so I legitimately am concerned about the people on the Channel 8 team. How are they all doing as they're proceeding through this?
Well, you know, on our discussion this morning, there was probably two or three, maybe four reporters I haven't laid eyes on in months, person to person. I see them on TV and talk to them on the phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at first, you know, we have people working at home. That's fine. Their pets are there. They're comfortable. But after a while, you know, people in journalism, you know, we're not supposed to be the outpost mentality. You know, we got in this business because we like to spend time with people. You know, we're not the kind of people that sits home in a home office. That's not what we do.
That's right.
And we're not built like that. So, you know, we are, you know, trying to take, you know, extra steps to get people involved. We've brought, you know, the people back into the building. We've taken extra precautions. We're blessed because we have a big facility and we can separate people a lot more than most other locations. Yeah. People seem to be doing well. You know, first of all, in our business, at our TV station, our company, we don't have hiring freezes. We don't have wage freezes. We're not laying off people, you know, like some of our brethren in town or furloughs.
Yep.
So when our staff sees that other media companies are doing furloughs and hiring freezes and wage freezes, they're like, you know what, we've got it pretty good here. Let's continue to do our job. You know, let's focus on what we need to focus on. We have a couple open positions I'm still hiring for, and I will tell you, where I might get 20 or 30 applicants for a position, now I'm getting, you know, 150, 160
Jeez.
Applicants because there's not a lot of hiring in the TV business right now.
Wow. Boy, that's a major credit, obviously, to the parent company. I've got to think that you understand the credit to you and Larry and the rest of the folks at Channel 8 who've created that product. That's pretty doggone good.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying today, and we feel strong about it. But, you know, you ask how the staff is doing. I think they're doing well. You know, they have to tell tough stories, you know.
Yeah.
We do have a story today. It's pretty cool. We have a 100-year-old World War II vet that survived COVID. His wife passed away from it, but he survived. Still has a good story to tell. You know, like, how did this guy, you know, survive World War II? And then, you know, when you get COVID at that age, it's almost certain death, it seems.
Right.
But they tell those stories, but there's still a sad side to it. It's like the movie, The Notebook, you know, his wife passed away. So we have to tell those stories and, you know, have to keep, make sure the reporters are still, you know, energized.
Well, excellent, excellent. Shane Moreland is joining us. Shane is the news director for Channel 8, and I repeat, I happen to watch Channel 8. That's my choice. I really enjoy what they do, and I know we didn't mention this to you, Shane, when we asked you to join us, but I wanted you to brag on your team just a little bit because you guys were named the Outstanding News Operation of the Virginias by the Virginia AP Broadcaster. Do you mind telling everybody what's involved with that?
Sure. The title is Operation of the Year, which means the whole station. And we include our coverage for an entire year. And it was a big year last year with the crisis at the Capitol and, you know, the blackface scandal and all that. So that was a big part of it. And we involve our weather coverage, our anchors, everything. It's a smattering of what we do. It's a focus on what we do for the entire year. And, you know, we compete against all the stations in Virginia and West Virginia, and we were picked as the best in that category. So, you know, viewers might not understand it or really care about it, and that's fine. But for us internally, we know, okay, we worked our butts off last year, and there's a little bit of a payoff. You know, you are judged by your peers in other states, but it's still something, you know, it's very difficult to get to that position because, you know, you can't have a chink in your armor. You got to be you have to be strong in every area.
Right. Well, I wanted to call attention to that. I had, mentioned it for my listeners just going through the last couple of days when I saw that come across. But I really did want to have you spend a couple of moments just explain it to everybody, because that's you're Shane, you are discussing it as a matter of course. And I'm here to tell everyone besides Shane, that is huge. It is a major, major accomplishment. So my hat is off to Shane.
Thanks, Jeff.
And everybody over there. Boy, you guys did a great, great job, and you should be very, very proud of that team and what you've accomplished.
We appreciate that. And, you know, it's almost like, okay, what have you done for me lately? Now we got today to worry about. So you don't get a lot of time to celebrate it, but I appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you.
Well, I listen, Shane, I appreciate you being here. Please give my best to everybody over there. A very, very hearty congratulations on that major accomplishment. And I will look forward to chatting with you again soon. And hopefully it's soon and we don't even have to discuss anything related to the coronavirus. How's that?
Absolutely. I think you're right. And just let me know when you need that shipment of plexiglass. We'll get it to you.
I appreciate it. That is Shane Moreland. Shane is the award-winning director of news over at the award-winning Channel 8. So pretty cool stuff. And seriously, congratulations to everybody over there. It is a major, major accomplishment. It is a huge award. And as Shane pointed out in a very, very friendly, oh, shucks, we won sort of a way, it's the whole team. So that says a lot about their entire operation. Very proud of them and very, very happy that they've been so friendly towards us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.